Close your eyes. Take a couple of good long, deep in and out breaths. Notice where you feel the breathing in the body. When the Buddha talks about breath, it's not the air that makes contact with the nose. It's the movement of energy in the body. Where do you feel that most prominently? Focus your attention there. And then ask yourself if the way you're breathing feels comfortable. You can try longer breathing or shorter. Faster, slower, heavier, lighter, deeper, more shallow. Experiment for a while to see what kind of breathing feels best. It's up to you to decide what you need right now and what feels best. Breathing in a way that gives energy if you're tired. It's relaxing if you're tense. Soothing if you're frazzled. Get a sense of what the body needs right now. Then use the breath as medicine for that. We have these potentials in our body and the mind that we don't make the most use of. Here's a chance to take advantage of the breath so that it's not just coming in, going out, keeping you alive. But you can actually use it as a way of strengthening the body, giving the mind a good place to stay grounded in the present moment. When the mind is well grounded, then it can look at itself, look at life, and see things a lot more clearly. It's by focusing on his breath that the Buddha came to awakening. He wasn't just looking at his breath, he was also looking at his mind. He found that he discovered many things about his mind and about life by getting the mind really still. In the second watch of the night of his awakening, he saw beings dying and then being reborn in line with the karma. And he realized that the universe had no purpose. It just kept going around and around and around. Didn't really go anywhere. And it had no purpose for the people who were going around in it, which means that people are free to choose how they're going to find happiness. However, there is a pattern. If you act on unskillful intentions, it's going to lead to suffering. No matter how much you may want those intentions to lead to happiness, they're not going to do it. To find happiness, you have to act on skillful intentions. If you want happiness that lasts, you have to be very circumspect in what you do. But it is up to you to decide how to find happiness, how you want to find happiness, realizing that there is short-term happiness and long-term happiness, happiness that's harmful to you and harmful to others, happiness that's not harmful to anybody. If you're wise, you'll find that the happiness that's harmless is also the happiness that lasts the longest. So this is why we train ourselves in virtue, concentration, and discernment to be more harmless, both for ourselves and for the people around us, but to find happiness is really lasting at the same time. So look at your life and decide, where do you want to go? And is it worth the effort? The Buddha said, it is possible to put an end to suffering through our own efforts. We need other people to point the way, but once they've pointed the way, it's up to us to follow the way. So if you train yourself in virtue, train yourself in concentration, train yourself so you can develop your own discernment, you find that there is a happiness that lasts, and that it's the most worthwhile happiness to find. But it is your choice. So choose wisely. We're making choices all the time as we go through the day, and our choices really do make a difference. That's what the principle of karma is. Most people, when they hear the word karma, think bad karma coming in from the past. When the Buddha taught about karma, it was mainly to show that through your own actions you have power. You can shape your life and you can determine the direction you want to go and you can follow that direction. So having a sense that you do have power, try to use it wisely. And where does that power come from? It comes from the intentions of the mind. So train your mind carefully so that it doesn't give into intentions that are unskillful, either knowingly or unknowingly. Learn to be more alert to what's going on in your mind. It's one of the qualities that the Buddha recommended for meditation. Make the mind mindful. In other words, learn how to keep things in mind for a long time. Like right now, you're trying to keep in mind the fact that you want to stay with the breath. Then be alert to what you're actually doing. And then be ardent in doing it well. Because after all, it is your happiness that's at stake here. and it spreads out to affect the happiness of others. To try to develop whatever good qualities you find in your mind. Good potentials are there, bad potentials are there, so choose wisely. And have conviction in the power of your actions, the power of your intentions. And that way you can find the happiness that you really do want. It's worth wanting. You look at the world around you and people are searching for happiness in ways that are really not worth wanting. They just get some idea in their heads and they go for it. But you stop and reflect. You begin to see that the happiness that's worthwhile is the happiness that lasts. And the happiness that lasts has to be a happiness that doesn't harm anybody. And that's something you can find within.